What's up, fight friends? Hope you guys are doing well. Ike Feldman here with you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening to another Iketagon episode. To learn more about me, go to iketagon.com. I appreciate the likes, the shares, the reposting, the hearting. Thank you guys for the love and support. We are slowly but surely moving, improving. Things are growing locally, internationally. Very amazing stuff. Go check out my big boy stuff on givemesport.com. Look up Ike Feldman on Google. Big time interviews. Just interviewed Rose Nam Ayunis. Shout outs to Thug Rose for getting the win. A very close decision. In my mind, simply because of how action-packed Amanda Ribas was. A lot of strikes. She threw up the triangle attempt. She was throwing the more powerful shots with the leg kicks, in my opinion. But the judges know what they were looking at. Rose with the top control. Rose with the big crosses. So, very smart decision. Very close. Very close. If I'm Rose's team, I'm looking at that as a whew. Take it, leave it, and now move on. Because the top five of the division in the women's flyweight UFC division, Alexa Grasso, Shevchenko, Manon Fiorot, Erin Blanchfield, some killers over there. I would love to see Rose against one of them. Macy Barber is a name that has been thrown around by the MMA media sphere, and Rose didn't confirm it, but she said that she's open to it, and she thinks it's kind of like very fun that Macy used to call her out, and now she's accepting a fight against Macy. I love it. I think it's awesome. The card was great. Solid. Edmund Shahbazyan with the comeback. He was knocked down, but not out. Great job to stay relaxed in the heat by Edmund and pulling off the knockout victory. He's got power in his hands. He seems more and more comfortable. I would say let's not write that kid's story off just yet. And somebody who is just beginning their journey, their story, kind of a Sean O'Malley, but less of a Montana mountain smoky vibe, more of a hipster, underground, skateboard vibing O'Malley, if that makes sense. But still the same killer instinct and probably on a tougher path than O'Malley. Peyton Talbot, oh my goodness, quote unquote from Lorisenko, he is that guy. He looked very strong, very good in his victory over top prospect from South Africa, a fellow member of the DDP, Dreykus du Plessis gym, Cameron Simon. Incredible job by Talbot. Just relax. I think he needs to work on his head movement. He was kind of too up and right. I get it. It worked, but he still can be hittable. He's got a lot of range for the bantamweight weight class, like O'Malley. He's got the big curly fro, like O'Malley. He's got the swagger, the coolness, the gamesmanship like O'Malley. But O'Malley is a lot more fleet of foot, a lot more karate style, taekwondo style, in and out with the boxing. Peyton Talbot kind of marches down his opponents. And if somebody with a greater reach or faster, who's more agile, they could close the distance and potentially catch him. So just poking at little flaws, but very excited for Peyton Talbot. Big future for him. Guys, the main reason of this episode is to obviously give the flowers of the UFC Vegas 89 winners and performers from this past weekend. But it is also to say, guys, nobody has been harsher than your boy on one, Conor Notorious McGregor. over the past 7 years. Yes, I'm talking about way back to when he became Money McGregor, when he fought Mayweather back in 2017, when he took the money turn. Now, he is a new McGregor. I don't think Floyd ever reached this third act in his career, but McGregor has showed us that he is movie McGregor. And great job by him finding something that he's passionate about, cares about. I know he was teased to be in Guy Ritchie's King Arthur alongside Charlie Hunnam, or maybe even being King Arthur himself, replacing Charlie Hunnam, but that movie was good by Guy Ritchie. And the timing, I think the Poirier fights or maybe the Khabib fights, I forget when that movie came out, was happening. So McGregor did not focus on movie then. The timing is everything. You know, he got injured in the Dustin Poirier 264 trilogy fight, cracked the lower shin bone, out for some time. The producer Joel Silver comes to McGregor. Hey, I got this movie with, oh, I don't know if you've heard of him, Jake Gyllenhaal. Would you like to be in it? Yes, it's a fight-centric movie. There is a UFC scene. There's UFC reference. And you get to be a turned-up version of yourself. Yeah. And he gets to be a villain. He gets to be a prominent villain in the movie. Apparently, every time he is on the screen, you can't look away. He brings a fun chaos that it's a turn-your-brain-off movie. So, I haven't seen it yet. I will probably give the softest review because I understand what I'm watching. But overall, I think people are, they're not knocking it. So, if you see silence online about a movie, that just means it did well. You know, if it was bad, people love to jump on it. No creative critiques from the internet. But if it's good, silence. They don't give credit enough. That's the Bill Parcells and the Father Feldman. Criticize when somebody is bad. Don't say anything when somebody is good. Which is old school. I get it. But it's also hiding the truth and not giving feedback. And I'm sure McGregor wants to know that he's doing well. I could see a future for him in movies, similar to The Rock, as we saw in Scorpion King, Walking Tall, what was it, The Rundown, John Cena, big movies, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger going from Mr. Olympia to Conan to The Terminator to The Eraser, so many great hits from Arnold Schwarzenegger. I could see McGregor being in that and being the new age of star athlete to make the crossover into Hollywood. I could 100% see it, and I respect him. He understands that he is a white belt, potentially a blue belt in movies, and that it isn't the perfect time all the time right now to be in movies because he is healing up, because he is sparring. His leg looks good in the videos. He's moving around well. Looks like he kept in shape. That was part of the character, to work out and be a physical presence on the screen. I think it was a perfect role in the off season of one training camp, 2022, was it? To now 2024. And he made a freaking movie. I'm sure he made a shit ton of money. So good for him. Very good for him. Very happy for him. I respect him for saying that right now is the time of his life where he has to compete. He can do movies at 45. He cannot compete in the UFC at the highest level at 45. So I respect him for having that foresight. And this seemed to really capture McGregor's attention. It seemed that he was scatterbrained for the past couple of years. A little anger with the Dustin Poirier dust up. No pun intended. 257, 264. We saw him go from respectful to disdainful, and it wasn't cool. I would love to see him just to do it for the love of martial arts, because you even see him and Nate, they can still show respect for each other. look at Nate getting Conor McGregor's back. Like, Conor, you got to fight. Now you know how it feels. It's very interesting. Does the UFC come through for International Fight Week, June 29th in Vegas for McGregor versus Chandler? Can he follow that up by September 4th in the Sphere, fighting Nate Diaz, Mexican Independence Day or something like that? It makes too much sense. But for the UFC, it doesn't make sense. McGregor has said that he has two fights left on his contract. He's trying to bang, bang, get those fights out of the way. 2024, then let's talk. Is Netflix going to be a player? Is Meta UFC going to be a player? Are we re-upping with the ESPN deal? Conor McGregor wants some of that broadcast deal rights because he is only 35. So if they do a five-year deal, you bet your ass he could fight once a year till he's 40. He wants a part of that broadcast deal. And he sees the money that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to get for fighting on Netflix, a platform with 280 million subscribers. So McGregor is no dummy. Is he going to have to bite the bill for the next two fights? Is he going to get underpaid maybe 10 to 12 million for the Chandler fight, for the possible Nate Diaz trilogy fight? Maybe. Maybe. Yes, he should be getting paid more than Jake Paul. Jake Paul, if Jake Paul is making a floor of 20, possibly 30, Francis Ngannou, 20, 30, Conor McGregor should be making 40 to 50. For his impact in the sport, movie money, whiskey money. But the man wants to compete. He knows that these are the competition years. These fight camps, these fights are like movies for him. Some actors try to do two movies a year, make that 10, 15, 20 million. For McGregor, that's a fight. For McGregor, that's a fight. The movies will always be there. And shout outs to MMA A-holes on X.com. Very funny name. And Instagram as well. Shout outs to the MMA A-holes. They came up with an excellent idea for what McGregor could do in his next movie project. A live-action Popeye movie. And obviously a dark live-action Popeye movie. I freaking love it. The jaw, the shirt, the biceps, the knockout. A live-action Popeye movie, like a Zack Snyder overhaul with the dark tone. I freaking love that for McGregor. That's the space that he needs to operate in. You know, before, yeah, I don't even think The Rock has ever transitioned from not being who he is from day one to the present day. He did Walking Tall, The Rundown. What else? San Andreas, Rampage. What else? Fast and Furious movies. So he's always been in action movies, Pain and Gain. McGregor doing a live action Popeye movie, gets the beat up Pluto. Maybe that's the bad guy in Popeye. Like, yes, let's freaking go. I love it. Genius idea. Credit to MMA A-holes. So just to recap, guys, UFC Vegas 89. Great wins for a Fight Night ESPN Plus card. Phenomenal performances. Put A versus B fighter titles on top of them. The fight still showed up. Shout-outs to the big winners and performers from that. Shout-outs to Conor McGregor for seemingly finding something that is pulling his heart. He seems like he was lost with the incident at the Miami Heat game, the incident slapping the fans' phone, the problem with the mobs, the threats, the USADA rumors and speculations, like a lot of negative headlines. But to see McGregor talk next to Jake Gyllenhaal, he seems humbled because he's entering somebody's field who is a black belt, who's one of the top 50 actors in the world in Jake Gyllenhaal. McGregor's sharing the screen with him often. So it was cool to see him humble and motivated, shining and happy. So, yes, I can give credit where credit is due. I feel like he knows that's down the road, but for now, he must compete. He must make a turn. Very interesting time. Very interesting time with the UFC. I have written off McGregor saying that we are past the McGregor era. I'm not quite sure about that. Okay? There could be a possible title fight in the next 2 years with McGregor being the A side. B side. He would have to challenge for the title, excuse me. He's the A side in the promotion, but I guess when he's called out, he's the blue corner. Stay tuned. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, reposting, everything. Clicking, givemesport.com. If you guys want to see what I'm doing during the week, not just popping in and out of the Octagon. If you guys want to see what I'm doing during the week, givemesport.com. Oh, yeah. Your boy will be in Vegas for UFC 300. I'm out. Peace.